Kraken opens its crack card to U.S. customers. After 135,000 issued, Kraken has opened its crack card to customers in the United States, the exchange said in a post on August 19th, adding that it has already issued nearly 135,000 cards across the markets where the product launched first. The announcement came directly from the official Kraken account, which is the primary source for this report. The move extends a card that had been limited to earlier regions into the largest consumer market in crypto. For U.S. account holders, it adds another exchange-backed spending option next to Coinbase and Gemini, both of which already run U.S. card programs. A card tied to an exchange balance, the Kraken card spends directly from a user's Kraken balance, rather than from a separate top-up wallet. That design keeps funds inside the exchange until the moment of purchase, when the balance is converted to settle the transaction. It is the same custodial pattern most exchange cards use: convenient, tied to one account, and dependent on the exchange remaining solvent and operational. Balances sit with Kraken, not in a wallet the cardholder controls, so anyone weighing the card against a spend from your own wallet option is trading custody for the tighter exchange integration. Kraken has not published a full U.S. fee and reward schedule alongside the launch post, so the existing terms from its earlier markets are the reference point until the U.S. pages go live. Prospective applicants in the United States should confirm the exact conversion spread, any monthly caps, and whether rewards are paid before assuming the card matches its prior configuration. On exchange cards, the headline "no fee" claim rarely captures the full cost. A MasterCard network spread and the crypto to fiat conversion at the register both sit underneath it. The 135,000 number in context, the nearly 135,000 cards issued figure, is the more concrete part of the announcement. It gives a sense of scale for a product that has run in a smaller regional footprint until now, and it lands in a stretch where Kraken's card business is under sharper scrutiny. Its parent company, Payward, reported $508 million in Q2 revenue while EBITDA fell to $23 million, a sign the company is spending to grow. Pushing the card into the U.S. fits that growth posture. An issuance count is not a spend count. It tells you how many cards exist, not how much volume runs across them or how many stay active after the first month. Card programs across the sector routinely report large issuance headlines that outrun actual usage, so the figure is best read as a distribution milestone rather than a measure of adoption. A crowded field for U.S. spenders. U.S. crypto holders already have several routes to spend a balance, and the Kraken card enters a crowded field. Its pitch rests on the exchange tie-in. If funds already live on Kraken, spending them without a separate transfer step is the draw. Whether it beats alternatives comes down to the U.S. reward rate and spread once those are confirmed, alongside how stablecoin balances are handled at the point of sale. For now, the practical takeaway is narrow and factual. U.S. customers who hold assets on Kraken can apply for the card as of the announcement. Anyone chasing a specific cashback rate should wait for the published U.S. terms before treating it as a rewards play, since the launch post did not attach any numbers to that side of the product.